And now we go to California, where health officials say 7 more people have been diagnosed with measles. 26 so far have come down with the illness, most in California, at least 2 in Utah, 1 in Colorado, 1 in Washington State, all part of an outbreak that originated at Disneyland last month. Let's check in with Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville. And Dr. Schaffner, just 15 years ago, the U.S. declared measles eliminated, no longer native to the U.S. So what do you make of these 26 cases?
Well, Robin, if we needed confirmation that the Disney outbreak demonstrates once again that it's a small world after all, this is it. You know, we have unimmunized children in the United States. Parents have withheld their children from vaccination. People come from all over the world. They may be incubating measles. And then when they get here, it can spread. And not just around the Disney facility, obviously. People are going to go back to their homes and they may set up subsequent outbreaks across this country. How sad.
People are, some of the towns are saying if you were at such and such a store at such and such a time, you may have come in contact with someone with measles. Talk a little bit about measles. You say people may be incubating it. We understand you can be contagious even when you're not showing the measles signs.
Look at that. You can get infected, then there's an incubation period, and before you become sick, a day or so before, you can actually spread the virus. You breathe it out, and it can linger in the air. Even when you leave the room, if a susceptible person then comes in and breathes in that air, they can become infected. Measles is probably the most contagious infection that we know.
Is that why we're so concerned about this? Because some can remember parents trying to get their kids to get the big three, measles, chickenpox, and mumps, so they'd get through it. Why so much concern about measles?
Because these illnesses cause serious disease. People don't recognize that before we had the vaccine, 400 children annually each year died of measles and its complications in the United States. Mm. We don't want measles to reestablish itself in this country or even spread slightly.
But Dr. Schaffner, 4 of the people who came down with measles, at least according to the LA Times, were vaccinated. What does that tell you?
Well, no vaccine is absolutely perfect. We don't have that. But if you've been vaccinated appropriately according to schedule, your chances of getting the measles on exposure are about 1%.
Yeah. Well, and given current vaccine trends, there used to be some huge percentage of Americans who were vaccinated. That's dropping. What do you think we're going to see?
I think we're going to continue to see, for a period of time, imported measles with limited spread. The vast majority of children are appropriately vaccinated, over 90%. But parents who delay being vaccinated or hold their children back, put them at risk and put their neighbors at risk.
Well, of course, you've waded right into the middle of that debate. But Dr. William Schaffner, infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt Medical Center, thanks so much, because 26 people are now, they now have measles. Dr. Schaffner, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.